Well, the funny thing is, and I realize Dr. Phil wouldn't like that. I am fully aware Dr. Phil would say we have some issue. Because we should be a whole person, right? But the reality is, I don't believe that's how we're wired, really and truly. We don't feel right when people we like aren't around, when people we love, especially as a husband and wife, aren't around. And I praise God for that. Because quite honestly, we feel that way when we feel like God isn't around, right? Most of us want to fill this deep, empty hole in our lives, and many of us use other things, when really it's God that we're missing. Anyway, that's another sermon. So, see, my ADD kicked in. But today, Tim has a son. His name is Bryce. And you all know Paul, and they're the same age, right? Maybe 2 weeks apart, which is amazing when you think about it. And when they get together, it could be a year before they see each other, between times. And they get together, and Tim and I stand there in our baldness. Oh, Lord, what have we done? I mean, I swear they are like us when we were their age. And we sure feel sorry for their teachers. But anyway, so what else are friends for? Our scripture today says this: two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls. You know, many times we hear about them in the news, don't we? Woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. That's a hello, duh. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So if we can find a friend that is healthy for us and supportive of us, we are stronger together than either one of us are by ourselves. Did you hear how we qualify that statement? If we find a friend that is healthy for us, if we find a friend that's supportive of us, we are stronger than either one of us are by ourselves. Remember how I said that Tim and I felt like we were a complete person when we were together? I really think that's what we meant. I really think we just felt stronger when we were together. We knew without a doubt that each of us had the other's back. Isn't that a good feeling when we can find that in life? If we look at Proverbs 24:26, it says, "One who gives an honest answer gives a kiss on the lips." Well, I guarantee you, Tim never kissed me on the lips. I'm serious. That sounds kind of funny, and if you're a youth, it really sounds funny. But, you know, what that really is saying is this: a true friend is honest with you even when it hurts. A true friend is honest with you even when it hurts. There have been many times that Tim has shared his opinion of me, whether it's a comment that I made or whether it's an action that I did that he felt was totally out of character for Eric, and he shared that, and it really ticked me off. Can a preacher say that? Yeah, it's out there now, isn't it? I can't take it back. But seriously, you know what I mean? Come on, am I talking alone here, or anybody else experienced that? Yeah. Don't be afraid. You know me by now. I know who to call next week. No, just kidding. Yeah, it really makes you mad, doesn't it? But you know, every time I came to realize several things. Number one, if I can't trust him, who can I trust? Number two, my experience tells me that Tim loves me like a brother. It took guts for him to say what he did, and that proves his level of commitment to our friendship and to me as a person. Therefore, I need to pay attention to what he said. A saying that I like to remember is, a true friend will tell you you have food on your face. Think about that. You'll catch on. Come on, you've been sitting across the table, haven't you? And you're going, do I know this person well enough to tell them they have spaghetti on their face? We've had that conversation, haven't you? Yeah. Yeah. Who wants a friend who's going to lie to you all the time and tell you what you want to hear? I don't know about you, but I personally don't like friends like that. I really don't. Friends like that aren't really and truly your friends. Think about it. People who tell you what you want to hear really don't care about your character. They really don't care about you as a person. What they care about is making sure the road's really nice and smooth in our relationship, right? They're afraid to speak the truth because they're afraid they might cause some ripples in the pond of life that we're sharing together here as friends and cause a little discomfort in our friendship and relationship. And I hope you're hearing the analogy here about marriage, people who are married.